you know, it's kind of this funny tapestry. Like, we start to see prices trickle in traditionally in the Copper River. And then, you know, regions throughout the state, we see different prices posted. You know, and there's no real, like, central clearinghouse for this information. There's no, like, website that we could go to and say, like, oh, well, here's the price that folks are getting in Kodiak for a sockeye, right? It's a lot of it is just word of mouth. And then every area kind of has its own practices as well, practices with when in the season prices are posted, and then different retro practices. Like, you know, traditionally Bristol Bay folks receive fairly substantial retros. That isn't always the case in other areas. So it's really specific to the region in a lot of cases, and then specific to the species as well.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been hearing. You know, people are kind of bracing for lower prices. And I think a lot of fishermen are a little bit pessimistic this year, understanding that there are a lot of processors who are paying, you know, they're paying a lot to keep these health and safety protocols in place throughout the season. And fishermen are worried that's going to get passed on to them in the form of a lower base price. Another worry that I've heard just talking to people is that the expectation of a lower base price will result in a lower base price because processors, and I don't know if they operate like this, but they might think, okay, everyone's expecting this, so we can just meet that low expectation.
Yeah, I mean, the first thought that I have is, you know, in theory, in a competitive market, right, some of those dynamics shouldn't be as strong as the dynamic of processors competing among themselves for fish and for vessels and to retain their fleets. But it's just a lot of how we think about these topics is just based on previous years and previous experience and kind of relationships between the ex-vessel price, the first wholesale price, export prices. But I think one thing we're running into this year is that because 2020 is so unprecedented, some of these rules of thumb that have worked well in the past are really not working that well as we try to anticipate the future. So it just puts us in this uncomfortable position of waiting. But, I mean, we'll eventually have an answer.
I mean, hopefully.
I think we will. I mean, by, you know, I think we will. I don't know if it's the answer that everybody will want.
Right.
But, I mean, you also have to be sympathetic to the processors, too. Of not only have they seen their cost increase, they are trying to sell into a very uncertain market. I mean, the uncertainty that fishermen are dealing with is just like the uncertainty that processors are dealing with. So it's uncertainty just is ruling the day right now, and that's why so much of this is unsatisfactory.
Right. I appreciate the insight. During this really uncertain time, as you mentioned, you know, there's not a lot of clarity right now. Hopefully we'll get that in the next couple days or a week, and we can have something to discuss during the last week of our fish report.
Okay. Thank you so much, Izzy.